This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Saving the planet. We talked about the World Economic Forum the other day, and I'm still stewing on that. The idea that there are people who believe they can save the planet. There are people out there who can save the black race. There are people out there who can save women. There are people out there who can save the LGBT community. There are people out there who can save the immigrants. There, as a neighbor that we have who has a sign up that says there's no such thing as an illegal human being. Well, that may be true. In the spirit of it, I agree, every human being is precious. But you can be illegal. Come into my house, I'll show you how illegal you are. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week, a couple of hours a day. Hope you spread the word about who we are. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I implore you, join us on Twitter. Find me, Kevin Jackson TBS. Find me on Wimkin, which is the social media site that we use that's like Facebook. WIMKIN.com, Wimkin.com. Connect with me when you come over. If you have any problems, give us a, you know, contact me. Let me know. I know. Go, Kevin, here's what my producers say all the time. You know, what's the uptick when we give that out? How many people join? A couple. And I don't know how many people listen to the show. Maybe it's just two. But here's what I will tell you. Don't join and don't get upset with me when I'm telling you this is why we lose. Leftists are happy to get on Twitter and get you kicked off. Look at Twitter. 99% of their money went to Democrats. Go on Twitter. Who got kicked off? The freaking ISIS terrorist state on Twitter is they kicked off conservatives. Why? Because we dare question all the nonsense that I talked about the other day with the WEF. We question lockdowns. We question masks. We question wars. Why are we in Ukraine? Why are we doing it? Why? And I don't have the answers to this stuff, but here's what I do. We'll tell you. It's okay to question it. We question vaccine effectiveness. We question vaccine data. Is it related to people's health? These are legitimate things. And we got kicked off, but terrorists were allowed to stay on. Pedophiles were allowed to stay on these sites. Are you kidding me? And you, I say to people, why don't we abandon them, build our own ecosystem, our own social media sites, because Trump Social is not going to do it, sadly. But we build our own sites. We build places where comedians, filmmakers, musicians, artists, you can express yourself freely and openly. And you know what's going to happen? The rest of the world will eventually come over because you are the reason the world wants to be in America. You are the reason that leftists take some inventory of themselves because they want to be like you. They really do. We are the reason that this world works. Our dollar is the best dollar in the world. Why would we not build our own ecosystem? And why would you not come? So if you're not coming, you're just either a contrarian that says, well, I'm just not going to do it. Or, Kevin, it's too much work for me to join the social media site. I don't know what I do over there. What you do over there is you get over there and you start interacting. And here's the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, what is the bigger picture? I just described it. A conservative ecosystem. The way it used to be. The way America used to be. Hollywood was pro-America. The military really went to fight on behalf of America. Congress really wanted to solve problems. Judges really used common sense and good legal minds to figure things out. It wasn't based on, oh, well, how woke can you be? Corporations were all about doing what was right for their shareholders and their employees. Now, It's a whole different thing. Don't you want to go back to that? I know I do. So it seems enough. Oh, yeah. It's funny because I know when I get asked, oh, Kevin, there's a new social media. No. But I know I understand why. If it isn't working, if it's some new thing that somebody's just trying to make money on and not really looking at what is this going to do to move the needle for the conservative movement, I get it. But when somebody's moving the needle and making a difference, I don't get it anymore. And you, how about you? You're not an early adopter because 8 million people are already over at Wimkin. But how about you start adopting? How about you start believing in it? How about you start supporting it? How about you start talking about it? Same thing we talk about this radio show. There are brilliant people that listen to this show. Brilliant. And you don't want to know how, you want to know how I know? Because I know them. They are smart. They are lawyers, doctors, engineers, accountants, inventors, entrepreneurs. They have come up. I know them because I know them personally. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. We have conversations sometimes about the show. So we have an ecosystem of people who are, we can match the left in anything that they do. And the one difference that we have, two differences. One is we truly believe in right for the greater good. And two, we will implement. We don't kick the can down the road. We don't create chaos for the sake of chaos. If we create chaos, it's because we know that we have to separate the pieces in order to put it back together right. But here's what we do. We put it back together right. So I love what we're about as conservatives. And I'm stewing on this idea that a group of very wealthy elitists want to decide our future. Klaus Schwab said, we need to master the future. What a nice academic study for him. Master the future. See, I understand you're trying to figure out how to predict the future. I told you this. You want a predictable future for your kids, right? So you look at their friends, you look at their behaviors, you look at their grades. You're analyzing your children all the time for their good, for their benefit. That's what good parents do. How many of you know the outcome of the future for your kids? How many of your kids turned out to be what you predicted? With all the analysis, all the data that's out there, you are plugged in, and did they surprise you? Because I can tell you, some of mine did. And I bet some of yours did. But Klaus Schwab says they can master the future. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God, man, my brain is so active right now after looking at the WF. And that's, it's, you know, come and gone. Klaus Schwab, who started this thing. And think about the money this guy has built whole people out of. He puts this form together and says, if you are part of this, you are part of the elite. You fly here in your private jet, you get to figure out what happens for the rest of the world. And he's got the world's richest people participating, and he's made them believe that they can make a difference. They can save the world. He called it Master the Future. That's right. And John Kerry, and I wasn't even going to reconstitute this, but it's worth discussion. But John Kerry says, isn't it amazing that circumstances put together in such a way that a handful of people, this is what he described it, a handful of people get to save the world. That you were chosen out of all the circumstances in life. That you got handpicked. John Kerry thinks that's this accidental thing that they brought all these people together, these powerful former politicians and all this stuff. And you want to know what it is? I'm going to give you the layman's term, the layman's position on this. It's a big fat money grab. That's all it is. It's an ego boost to all these people. I got invited to Davos, to the World Economic Forum. I set the stage for what would save the world. All nonsense. I've been talking about these patterns in nature. I studied this years ago in engineering. I got a book and it said, Kevin, the government is studying us like the same way you study engineering and you know the patterns and how electrons move and what happens when you dope, something, dope a chemical in chemistry and create an ion. Government does the same thing. And I read this book, and I remember thinking, this book is probably 50, 60 years old, maybe older. And I remember thinking about that going, it's kind of true. We are predictable to some degree. And there are entire economic models based on how do you dope the system. You know what I mean by doping it? Dope means you add a chemical to it. It's like you've got caramel, some caramel, and you put a little bit of salt in it, right? And it gives it just enough of a salty flavor that the caramel pops, the sugar pops in the caramel. So you dope it. And so what they dope uranium-235 to create uranium-238. I think those are the right numbers. And one becomes super explosive. The other one's relatively harmless. So you dope something. You can dope the economy, good or bad. So you want to dope the economy. Let me give you an example of doping the economy. You introduce a virus into the economy. You dope it. And then you say, okay, let's watch the outcome. Let's see what happens when we dope the economy with a virus. And we tell people this virus can kill you all. And we better lock down and all that. We did it, folks. COVID is a perfect example. What percent? And I'm going to get into it again because I want to back up a little bit before I get to that. Because when I talk to you about studying patterns and things like that, it's with the idea that it's predictability. If a certain number of things happen over and over and over and over, then you can kind of run a test and say, okay, this is a predictability. That's why Vegas can tell you the percentage of you winning and losing at every game. You know, you've got a 48.7% chance of winning at blackjack over time, which means you're losing. You're going to lose money because at 50-50, you break even. But losing at 1.3% or whatever the number is, if it is that, it's something like that. The casino knows it's going to win. The system's been doped. You want to know how the system's been doped at roulette? It's red or black. It's 50-50. Except for those two greens. Those two greens can screw things up. It's doped. The system's doped in blackjack. If you get an ace and a king at the same time that the dealer gets an ace and a king, they don't pay you. It's a push. If you get blackjack without the dealer, then they you get 1.5 for it. So they're doping you to want to play it. It works both ways. But here's what all of it does. You can study these patterns, you can dope it, and it allows you to predict with some level of certainty. If you tell people that there's going to not be as much beef, you can get them to buy more beef. But the thing is, it's not 100%. Even with quantum computer processing, weather models, for example, won't hold. There are too many nuances for 100% accuracy. And by the way, the latest supercomputers allow weather to be much more predictable than it's ever been in the past because they look back over and over and over time. They put in more elements. They put in the tilt of the earth and what have, and they can give you some very specific models. For example, they talked about this. I saw this story about the Sahara Desert that said the Sahara Desert used to be plush until the earth tilted. They don't predict that to come back for 10,000 years. But in 10,000 years, the Sahara Desert is going to be plush again. So don't go buying any land over there. You're not going to benefit. But the earth will, that axis will tilt back a little bit, and it'll make the Sahara Desert, the patterns of rain and all that will change. And it's a pretty good model, but not 100%. Because there's too many nuances. There will be new developments that the computer models can't figure out. Even with the most sophisticated AI, man is never going to play God. And this is human nature. The same thing is happening with weather and all these other things. Is, can you predict human nature to the level that you think you could? Now, the whole COVID thing, the doping of our society with COVID and putting introducing this virus element and therefore doping our population is a perfect example. And the question I would ask you is, what percentage of us capitulated? I don't have any answers to this. I'm just posing it as a question to you. But a large percentage of the population did. They said, oh, you know what? We could all die, and I'm going to wear my mask, and I'm going to stay in, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to do it. And they, still some of them remain scared. But I can tell you, having been out and about, many people are no longer afraid. And there were a lot of us who didn't buy it. We weren't doped. But Klaus Schwab and John Kerry believe they can figure it out. They know how to dope society, good and bad, pro and con, for whatever movement they have that will make utopia. Because they've been so good at it, right? I don't agree. I think they've been really poor at it. They've got nothing right. They got nothing right with COVID. They've got nothing right on the economy. They've got nothing right on immigration. They've got nothing right on stopping wars with all these different things, the UN and all these different things, all these different programs. And why are we not getting better as a society? Why are we not less warring? Why are we not less violent? I don't think they discussed this at the WEF.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has announced a major upgrade in U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
He says Ukraine needs those tanks to counter Russia's evolving military moves. The news site The Hill is reporting West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to urge the speaker to negotiate with the president over the debt limit, which pays for spending already approved by Congress. Meanwhile, a top economist at investment bank Goldman Sachs is warning the debt ceiling standoff could trigger a recession. The flight scorecard today, more than 550 canceled, about 2,700 delayed, most of those because of the big winter storm that is blasting the Midwest and heading to the Northeast. It's the storm that spawned a dozen tornadoes in Houston yesterday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've been talking about saving the planet and some of these other things that the WEF wanted to do. And I'm going to tell you one where we all got sucked in. And it's going to be mind-blowing. This segment, you're going to remember, it has to do with recycling. How many of you recycle? We do. And where my brother lives, they're forced to. He has three canisters, and they will fine you if you don't recycle. Other people actually pay. They recycle, and they pay to recycle. If you live in this neighborhood, I used to live in a neighborhood where they pay. You pay to recycle. They would send a special truck to pick up recycle. But if you just threw your trash away, you just paid your regular fee. But if you recycle, you pay a fee on top of it. So not only were they getting your cans and all that and supposedly saving the planet, you were contributing to it. And the majority of the neighborhood did it. We had the blue bin for recycle and the green bin for regular trash. Or the black bin. I think it was black because it had to be ominous, right? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This came from the New York Post. Recycling is an industry that uses increasingly expensive labor to produce materials that are worth less and less. I hadn't thought about that. But when I read that statement, I went, total fact. They want, we've got to have a working wage, a livable wage. So these people are getting paid $20-$30 an hour. And plastics are cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. The recycling of this stuff is you're getting less return on your money. Certainly, I don't know what it costs for an aluminum can. If you're collecting cans now, aluminum cans, you take it in, they give you $5. What can you buy? You can't buy a pack of smokes. You can't buy a burger. Well, maybe. McDonald's value menu, you could buy something. The guy goes on, he says, it would be smarter to just dump our garbage in landfills. He says, people think landfills are horrible polluters, but they're not. Regulations, he says, occasionally government regulations are actually useful. Make sure that today's landfills have protected barriers so they don't leak. Eventually, landfills are turned into good things like ski hills, parks, and golf courses. I'm going to be honest with you, not a subject I've studied a lot. I know you put all that trash and whatever else that gets in there. I've seen the birds, you know, circling above it, and they got the bulldozers moving trash, you know, moving it all into there. And I'm sure it'd be some great reason to pull all the aluminum out. And I know they have a machine that can just, you know, it's a electromagnet, and it just goes through and it picks up all the metal. So I know they can do that. I don't know if they do that with all the trash, but it could. But or you could just put it in there and let it do what it does, which is decompose and go back to being part of nature. That's what's going to happen. He says, but we aren't running out of landfill space. He says, but aren't we running out of landfill space? See, that's what I thought. He says, for years, alarmist media said that we were. He goes, but it's not true. He says, in 1987, the media gave lots of publicity to a garbage barge that traveled thousands of miles trying and failing to find a place to dump its load. Says, but the barge wasn't rejected because of their lack of room. States turned the barge away after hysterical media suggested it contained infectious waste. See, that's what's called doping the equation. If it's just garbage, throw it away. If it's infectious waste, garbage, whoa. Let's set the narrative that, you know, we don't have enough landfill. Let me ask you, where do you think other infectious stuff goes? What do hospitals create every single day? If your answer is infectious waste, you get a credit. Infectious waste. You go there with an infection. You ever taken a dump when you're sick? Yeah, infectious waste. He says, the EPA found that it was normal garbage. But he goes on, he says, landfills have plenty of room for that. In fact, America has more space than we will ever need. Sometimes states and businesses, they say, even compete to get our garbage. He goes on and he gives this size analogy so you get an idea of it, of how much space there is for garbage. He says, if you think of the United States as a football field, this guy's name is Tierney. He says, all the garbage that we will generate in the next 1,000 years would fit inside a tiny fraction of the 1-inch line. Putting garbage in landfills is often much cheaper than recycling. He said, my town would save $340 million a year if it stopped recycling. Now, let me stop for a minute and ask you this. Have you been brainwashed into recycling? We did. One of our kids decided, we need to recycle. So we said, okay. And we set up a separate bin in the house where we put paper, plastics, and, you know, occasional aluminum can. And then, you know, they call the city, they put out the dumpster thing, and we put it in that separate bin, etc. And they probably get charged for it, just like I was telling you before. But we did it because one of our kids came back from school and goes, we should do that, so we decided to participate. I find myself doing it, but I do it begrudgingly. And now that, you know, the last one's going to leave the house in the next 2 years, it'll probably go back to normal. But this guy goes, my town, which he must mean his city, because if you're going to save $340 million a year by stopping recycling, you got to have a lot of folks. But he goes on, he says, but the town won't save this money because people demand it. It's a sacrament of the green religion. The religion's commandments are complex. New York City orders me to, quote, place recyclables at the curb between 4 p.m. and midnight. So they even tell you when you have to do it. Here's what they say. Rinse plastic containers. Separate paper from plastic, metal, and glass. Paper must be tied with twine into bundles no taller than 18 inch, and so on. It's not just a religion. It's a religion with commandments. He says, worse, some recycling is pointless or harmful. If you rinse a plastic bottle in water, Tierney points out, the net result is more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than if you threw it in the garbage. I don't know how that's the case, but that's what he says. He says, since most plastic can't be recycled, what's the environmentalist solution now? Stop producing it, says Greenpeace's John Hocevar. Lots of environmental groups now want to ban plastic. He says that's just silly. Plastic is useful. It often creates fewer emissions than its alternative. Plastic bags create fewer emissions than paper bags. A metal straw has to be used 150 times before it creates less pollution than a plastic straw. He says environmental groups rarely mention this or how they mislead us about recycling year after year. I ask you again, you know any of this? Or did you just worship at the altar of recycling and green energy because you felt like you were saving the planet? If you're like most people, you can admit it. That's what you did. He says it's appalling that after telling people for 3 decades to recycle, they don't even apologize for the time and money they wasted. Instead, they have a proposal banning plastic that will make life even worse. He says plastic isn't evil. Recycling is no climate savior. When Los Angeles mandated it, it added 400 big noisy garbage trucks. A lot of pollution. But environmentalists still demand that we do things like pick through our trash, switch from plastic to paper bags that rip. California even banned small plastic shampoo bottles. Some of these rules, you say, are just so arbitrary and silly. It's simply a way for Greens and for some politicians to pretend that they're saving the planet. Now, I'm going to interject here for just a second and say, look, I don't have a problem putting my bags, you know, I really don't. If somebody rationalizes me that, Kevin, what you're doing really works, or it's cost neutral, I do it all the time. But I'm with this guy. I haven't studied it, but I'm with him. I think it's a ruse. It's not as big a ruse as climate farce, but it buys into it. This idea that you're doing this. Look, let me tell you what the best thing you can do for the climate and the planet. Throw your trash away. Have you been to these cities? Have you driven down the road? Go drive down the highway in some of these cities and just look at the trash along the side of the road. Throw your trash away in the right place. How about that for beautifying the city and saving the planet? If you're not saving it, at least you're making it look better. We get caught up in this stuff and we get brainwashed into believing we're doing something for the greater good. And it takes something like this sometimes to stop you and say, are you really doing something for the greater good?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yet another story. This one's so funny. Things backfiring on leftists. Oh my gosh. Peeps, I'm telling you, this is going to be one amazing year. A year of comeuppance for the conservative movement. Not that we need it, because we've been winning the whole time. We just don't know how to celebrate the wins because we let them cheat. But we're winning. I mean, it's frustrating to me, a guy who's used to being a winner. It's very frustrating. Oh my gosh! I told you guys I visited this high school and I see the other side of things, and it's scary at times, but I'm telling you, despite all the negative stuff that we're seeing out there, we are absolutely winning. And you have to know what to look for in order to understand it. So I tell you guys all the time, we got to look at these metaphors. We have to look at the big picture of all that's going on. And as you evaluate everything that we've talked about, the Democrats and their what's going on with classified documents and Biden, what's going on with Hunter Biden, what's going on with the FBI and all the rest of the DOJ, what's going on with, I think it was, who was it, Eric, what's his face, out of New York that said, we have reached capacity for illegals. They got none. Capacity? Talk to Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. California, if they didn't have a crazy governor, they would tell you the same thing. Capacity? You're nowhere near capacity compared to them. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what I'm talking about. Because you're probably going, Kevin, will you get to the point? What is it that you're telling us we're missing? Remember when Wu Flu came out and they were doing all the Stop Asian Hate? And we talked about it. I talked about this guy that killed Hu Kantran. Hu Kantran killed what's now 12 people. At the time it was 10. It bumped up to 11. Now it's 12 people killed, and he's wounded 9 others, I think it is. It's 11 or 12. I saw a report where it was 12. Chinese New Year celebration. 72-year-old man. What's his beef? You, at 72 years old, you're pretty well adjusted. And either one of two things has happened in your life. One is you say, I'm chill. There's nothing that's going to faze me. Or two, you say, I'm old enough that I don't have to take any mess from anybody. And if you mess with me, I'm going to hurt you. Now, I don't know why Kantran would go shoot up a party and shoot 21 or 22 people and kill somewhere between 11 and 12 of them. I don't know why he would do it. You, that level of frustration, I got to admit, I don't know what gets you to that. I mean, I doubt it's some old cat stole his girlfriend or stole his wife at 72. Maybe, you know, I don't know what it would take. Because at 72, don't you think he might go, thank you? I appreciate you taking her off my hands. I'm not trying to speak to his marriage or whatever, but I'm just saying at 72, I don't know. I'm not there yet. And Lord knows I adore Melissa, but there, it's 72. I don't know that I'm going to be fighting for her. I don't mean you guys come try to take her away. Let me put it this way. When I'm 72, I don't think she's going to be fighting for me. As my producer said. Anyway, Hu Kantran. Now, I don't need to tell you that that's an Asian name, like Kwa Chang Kang. You remember Kung Fu, the movie, the TV show Kung Fu, Kwa Chang Kang? I love that show. It would always be like, would somebody hurry up and make Kwa Chang Kang mad so he can break out some Kung Fu? Because I'm sick of this show. I just want to see the karate. Anyway, have you heard the name Chun-Li Zhao? Well, Chun-Li Zhao is a 66-year-old Asian man who killed 7 people in back-to-back shootings at 2 mushroom farms where he was employed. And they're calling it a workplace violence incident. Now, when Melissa and I were bringing this up, she said to me, hey, do you think that these guys are Manchurian candidates and they've just... Because there's a third. I can't remember the third one. I asked my producers to find it. We couldn't find it. But there were 3 Asian dudes who have been involved in mass shootings and within the last week. And these are 2. One dude shot and killed over 20 people. The other guy shot, killed 7 people. One guy, 72. The other, 66. Now, that's not super old, but it's old enough for you to think that you would think these people are not going to do it, number one. And number two, since when did Asians start doing mass shootings? That doesn't happen. They say authorities believe Zhao acted alone when he entered the Mountain Mushroom Farm in Half Moon Bay, where he worked and opened fire, killing four people, leaving another seriously wounded. He then drove to another nearby farm where he had previously worked, killed another three people. So you remember the show? I always talk about this show, the Bourne, one of the Bourne shows, but the one with Jeremy Renner. Jason, Matt Damon's not in it. Well, he's in it a little bit, but it's about Jeremy Renner. And the dude in the lab goes off, he, like a switch gets flipped, and he kills everybody in the lab except that woman, one of the scientists. She gets away, but then the CIA goes after her. It's like they're turning these Asians on. So what made me laugh, and why I'm bringing this up, and why I'm telling you this is one of these things you got to look at as conservatives and say, wow, we're winning. Do you remember Stop Asian Hate? Yeah. It was all this crime being committed against Asians. And I talked about it when I talked about Who Can Tran killing all these folks. I said that there were many people hoping it was a white dude. I was shocked to find out it was an Asian dude, 72-year-old Asian man. But it was. So now we've got multiple over 60-year-old Asian guys. It's not old, but it's certainly not young, who've gone on a rampage and shot people. And it makes you wonder. And so all these programs, Stop Asian Hate, Stop Targeting Asians, you know, Stop Talking About Wu Flu and China Virus and China Syndrome and China this and China that. And my argument was most of the violence against Asians that I saw wasn't targeted violence. It was Asian in the wrong place at the wrong time. It could have been anybody. You could have said Stop White Hate. It would have been just as appropriate. So, when you get a story where two Asian or more, because I said there's a third story I couldn't find it, Melissa and I, we talked about it one night, and then she went on a business trip, and I couldn't find out what it was. I asked my producers to find it, and well, apparently they're not as good as Melissa at searching for stories, but we couldn't find it. But the Asian hate is with Asians. Now, Zhao, Chun-Li Zhao, I don't know who he killed. They said it was five men and two women. The eighth gunshot victim was a man. He was in the hospital. And here's what they wrote. Some were Asian and others were Hispanic. And some were migrant workers. So, again, there were Asians involved. This is an Asian shooting at Asians. In both cases, and in the case of Who Can Tran, they were all Asians that he took out. They go on to talk about Zhao. They say, but it would not have been Zhao's first fit of workplace rage. Now, what they're saying is this was, in his case, it was a workplace incident, workplace violence. They said, everybody that he shot, it wasn't like he shot people at a grocery store, at a convenience. He went and shot people in two locations where he worked. I don't know whether he didn't like the conditions. I don't know whether he had a Facebook page with a manifesto. I don't know anything about it. But I think it is interesting, and I find it ironic that while they're running to Stop Asian Hate, two Asian guys went out shooting other Asians and in some cases some Mexicans. Now, here's how you can put it all into perspective and say, Kevin, make your point, bro. Make your point, black man. Okay. If the persons that committed both of these mass shootings were white, it'd be a different story, right? It would be Stop Asian Hate. It would be xenophobia, especially with this dude shooting Asians and Mexicans. It would have been xenophobia, and we would have a whole different spin on it because that's what the left does. We get the new line again. The biggest existential threat to the United States citizens are white males and blah, blah, blah. But what they're never going to do is say, wait a minute, let's look at this Stop Asian Hate thing, because maybe some of that vitriol against Asians is coming from other Asians. I don't know that it is or it isn't. We'll say this. I find it interesting that two of the biggest mass shootings are from Asians. Very unusual.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.